Parashat Vayeshev. We find in the parasha that Yehuda wasn't embarrassed and admitted in public that Tamar was right. Yehuda said, Sadka Mimeni. Therefore, Bezdin did not give the oinish of Srefa that a Bas Koyin Shizinsa deserves. We find that this Gevura, this act of Gevura that Yehuda did, the murder and his actions also caused that Reuven was also murder of Rabim on his actions. This is Gemara Makis, that's your Aleph and Beis. Medesh Rabbah in Perak Ayin Aleph, Oisei, says that Yehuda got this koyach to do this tremendous act, this tremendous Gevura from his mother Leah. When Yehuda was born, his mother, he was a fourth child. More than Leah expected. As the pasuk says, Apam oides Hashem, as Rashi shnatalti yoise mechelki. And therefore, says the Medrash, you're zeche to have children from her that will also be Balei Hayda. And the Medrash says, for example, Yehuda said, Sadka Mimeni. She had Davna Melech that said, Hoidu Hashem Ki Toif. The obvious question is, we understand the connection between Leah's Hoida and her grandchild Davna Melech's Hoida. What's the connection between the fact that Leah said, Apam Oiz Hashem, and it should be zeichet to her son, Yehuda, that will say, Sadka Mimeni, admitting on his actions. How is that an example of Balei Hayda, having children that are going to be Balei Hayda? Rav Huttner explains that the word Hayda has two meanings. The word Hayda means thanks, Moida Ani, Hoida Lashem. The word Hoida also means admitting, like Hoida Asbaldin, Moida Bemiksas, Moida Beknas. And he explains that there's a connection between these two meanings of thanking and admitting. In order to thank, you have to admit that you received, you benefited from someone else. Someone that doesn't recognize, doesn't admit that he got, can think. Therefore, the Medrash is telling us that since Leah was Moida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she thanked, she admitted, she realized the toiva that she received. Therefore, she was zeicha to have a son that's also going to have this root of this mid of Aida and also be able to admit and say, Sadka Mimeni. There's another Nutzach of Nassim Vachvogel says a similar but pshat, a slightly different Nutzach. It says of Nassim that when a person says Aida, you become shuldig. You become obligated, you become meshubit to the other person. When you think someone else, you're meshubit to the other person. So too, when you admit that you did something wrong to someone else, you become shuldig, you become obligated to that person. We find that after Leah gave Hayda, after she said, Apam Oiz Hashem, the pasuk says, V'tamoid miladis. She stopped having more children. The Torah Torah says that because she was moida, thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the past, but she wasn't mispalo in the future to have more children, she stopped having children at that moment, that period of time. It sounds like Leah got an oinish. We have to understand, what's the beer? For not asking for more, it might seem a little bit polite not to ask for more. Why was that considered an oinish? Avram Ellinger Zatzal explains that since Pshat Haidah, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is admitting, is a realization that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We will have nothing from our own koyach, koyach v'es yodi. We're dependent, totally dependent on the toivas Hashem. When a person has a full, complete Haidah and realizes that, automatically he has a davin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I need more. I'm dependent on you. I can't go further without you, Hashem. By not davening, was lacking in the shleimus of Haidah. This reason we can explain why in Hallel, which Hallel is Pirkei Tehillim of thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we find Ana Hashem Hoshiyana. Ana Hashem Aslichana. It's a nice tefillah to ask Hashem to help us. How is that coming to Hallel, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the toivah that Hashem does for us? The answer is because Hallel, we think and admit and realize that's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Automatically, when a person realizes he's so dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kol Yachol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything. Everything is called HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Automatically, we have to say, Ana Hashem, Hoshiyana. Ana Hashem, Aslichana, give me Aslacha. We know that every Yontif has his tafkid, his goal. Sukkot is Zman Simchaseinu, Pesach is Zman Chayreseinu, Shavuot is Zman Matareseinu. Chanukah, the goal of the Yontif, the tafkid is Lahoydis Lahal. It's true, we say Moedim three times a day, all year long. But the mitzvah Tayyoyim, Chanukah is designated. The focus and the goal and the tafkid of the Yontif is Lahoydis Lahal. It's a time for us to be Mizboinen, to admit, to acknowledge the Toivos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us personally, on a personal level, and a general level to all of Klal Yisrael. Now, Hallel Nisim, we start off, we made Matzah when Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Nassim Vachfogel points out a very nice observation that we don't mention anything about Matzah Bonov. They led the war, they won the war. All we say is, in the days of Matzah Bonov, the the Malchus Yavne Risha, Raptes Vivam Dantes Dinam, we'll mention anything about any people winning or leading the war. It's because we realize it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all Kol Kulei for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Chelek Vaidah, the realization, the Vaidah that it all comes for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Perhaps that could be Pshat, maybe, then Al-Nisim, we mention mainly the Muhammad. Muhammad will mention the Nes of Pach Shemen. Perhaps the Nes of Pach Shemen was obvious that's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need to stress the Muhammad, the war, which one could think is Koich HaVes Miyadi involved. The Haidah includes admitting that's called Kulei from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That the Muhammad was Raftas, Vivim Dan Tadim, the Kamzik and Muslims, all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that a Yid is called Yehudi. Yehudi. Yehudi is Shem Haidah, thinking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a Targum Yonison, Venezil, and Parshat Zayechi on the Pasuk Yehuda Ata Yeducha Hachecha. Says the Targum Yonison, Yehuda Ata. You, Yehuda, were Moida on the Mice of Tamar. Yeducha brothers gave you Hoiz Malchus. They made you a melech. and continues and says, and v'chein Yehudim nikroim al shemecha. The Yehudim are called on your name. We see from Tamar Yoyinson ben Azil that a Yehudi is called on the fact that Yehuda admitted that he did something wrong. This is what we learned, that the underlying root of Haidah, of thinking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is the admitting realization of the Toivah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us. A Yid has that akara. A Yid realizes the Toivah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, the Matana Gedola that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, that we should be the Am HaNivchor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mavdolos Min HaAmim. He picked us to be the Am HaNivchor. The more we realize the Toivat Hashem, our uniqueness, will be filled with so much Hal Vaidah. The more we come to this Haidah, Bimoida, admitting realization of the Toivat Hashem, will come to a complete Lahoid Lahala thankfulness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that will bring us a true inner Simchas HaChaim for ourselves. And we should be zeicha, you and your families, we should be zeicha to a good Shabbos and a Feiruch HaChanukah. Thank you.